podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap, and we're here to talk about Thursday night. And Thursday night, Liverpool host Newcastle. It's another fantastic game at Anfield, and it's another occasion to look forward to. We're going to go and watch this fantastic side. But in light of recent developments and in light of recent government announcements, there will be changes to what Liverpool Football Club and, should be said, football clubs up and down the country will be asking supporters to do. So to talk about that, we're joined by Paul Cuttle. He's the Vice President of Operations at Liverpool Football Club, and also Matt Ashton, who's the Director of Public Health for Liverpool City Council. So, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming on the Zoom today.
Thank you. Cheers, John.
So I'll start with you, Paul, if that's okay. I guess the thing that most supporters will be asking is what's going to be different? So we're already used to sort of life with some restrictions, and they've obviously changed, you know, over the last 2 years. But, you know, if I went to the game on Saturday and I'm going to this one on Thursday, what will be different for me?
So we're trying to keep the process as simple as possible, but obviously following the government's Plan B announcement, it's now mandatory for people who come to the game to have a COVID certificate to be able to come to the game. So we'll be carrying out checks on supporters when they arrive at the stadium. There'll be a mixture of checks around the stadium, so some will be around the periphery, like you probably would have noticed fans would have had been used to over the last few matches, with the people in the pink big bibs coming asking some questions. This will be ramped up more, or significantly more, for the game on Thursday night. So these checks will take place outside hospitality entrances. So everybody will be asked for their COVID status before they enter into the hospitality areas. And then we'll be carrying out checks in the queues going up to the turnstiles as well. We would just ask all fans before they come to the stadium to make sure that they've got the required documentation. So that can be in the form of a COVID pass, yeah. So on your NHS app, record of your double vaccination. It could be a negative PCR or lateral flow test. And for those, if they haven't got them on the NHS app, they can bring a COVID pass letter for those people who would rather do that as well. What we'd ask is if you are asked a question, just show them as quickly as you can. As long as you have the correct documentation, the process into the stadium will be exactly the same as it has been for previous games.
Yeah, so just to clarify there, because I think, some younger people who maybe haven't had their second vaccination yet, they will be able to show a negative lateral flow or PCR to gain entry as well.
Yeah, and we'd actively encourage people to do that anyway, yeah, to get that negative lateral flow test or PCR test prior to come into the game. We would really encourage fans to make sure that they've got that anyway. I would suggest would be good practice. But yes, they can use that as access to the game as well.
I don't know. There's a little bit of a shortage of tests in some areas of Liverpool at the moment. It's okay where I am, fortunately, but I know some of the fans who live in the city centre are struggling. People will be able to get tested at the ground if they get there early as well. Is that right?
So again, I would strongly ask people to get the test before they actually arrive at the stadium. We do have on at the bottom of 97 Avenue on Paisley Square, in conjunction working with Liverpool City Council, a place where you could get the lateral flow test. But we would rather use that if people need to on the evening. Yeah. We would strongly advise that people obtain all the necessary documentation prior to arriving at the stadium and need to rely on this as the answer on the evening of the game.
Matt, in terms of, you know, where we're at as a sort of a city at the moment, and, you know, approaching Christmas, and I think that is crucial for people, and we're now getting to the point where a positive test, or we're getting nearer the point in Newcastle, I think will be the first day where a positive test will be, you know, isolating, you know, for Christmas. I think, you know, people still want to enjoy themselves, people still want to go to the football because we can't so long without it. But, you know, any things that not just the club can do, I guess, but we can do as individuals to protect ourselves and protect each other are crucial here, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an obvious one for us individually, because vaccination is safe and effective and is demonstrated to prevent symptomatic infection by up to 70%. You know, that's why the booster dose, both doses of the vaccine plus the booster dose, are so important. But also there's a football element to this, isn't there? When we have fans inside the ground, our team plays so much better. And when they weren't there, when we weren't able to be at the ground last year, you know, our results suffered. So we are desperate to keep fans where they should be, in their rightful place at Anfield. And that's why vaccination is such an important part of this, alongside, as Paul says, a negative lateral flow test to make sure we're not spreading the virus about.
Yeah, I'm still not ready to talk about those six home defeats in a row, Matt. Still too soon. But that's sort of where we're at. In terms of what we can do then, Paul, around the ground. So, you know, I think everyone hopefully listens to this. We'll turn up with the right documentation or turn up with the right things to sort of get them in. But in terms of other things that we can do sort of in the stadium around sort of wearing masks in the concourse and things like that, what other things can supporters do, you know, to keep ourselves and, again, others as safe as possible?
Yeah, and I think that's the main one, John. So we'll be asking all supporters at the ground, as we did at the weekend as well, to wear face coverings inside the stadium. So that's whilst they're on concourses. We're not asking them to wear them when they're sat in the stadium bowl, unless they feel comfortable doing so. But when they're on concourses, they must remain in face masks, unless eating or drinking. So that's the main difference that will be required in the stadium on Thursday.
And can I ask you as well about concerns about further delays as well, Paul, because obviously it's been a season where a new technology has been brought in. There was problems, certainly at the early of the season, seems to have not exactly gone away now, but certainly are much better. And then this is bringing in, I imagine supporters will think, well, is this going to lead to sort of big queues again? You know, how do we avoid that? And what are you doing to sort of make sure that people aren't stood outside in the cold for sort of long periods on Thursday night?
So I'd ask supporters to obviously arrive in good time. However, the checks will be taking place away from the entrance to the turnstiles. So we're comfortable that there should be no delay to fans actually getting into the stadium. There may be, if you are stopped and pulled out of a queue and asked to provide your evidence of your COVID documentation certification, then it might take, you know, 30 seconds to do this, but we will put you, as long as you have anything, you go back into the queue in the same place you were before. If there's a reason for us to hold you longer for that, for any particular reason, then we need to have a further discussion. Once we're comfortable that you've got the correct documentation, we'll even take you to the front and get you through. So our intention is not to be any delays or any significant delays getting into the stadium. However, I think fans need to be mindful that there will be people asking some questions, and we just ask them to support, you know, the staff and the stewards who are asking these questions, and, you know, to allow them to get the information that they require. We've got sufficient resource to be able to manage this as well. So we're comfortable that we've got everything in place necessary to be able to deliver an efficient operation on Thursday night.
Just sort of COVID fatigue, what are you, Matt? I mean, you know, I don't think either of us can still believe that we're still sort of talking about this 2 years on. And, you know, at the moment, you know, people are sort of tired of it. There's also the stuff around, you know, the stories coming out about government parties last year and stuff, which angers people sort of quite rightly in terms of, you know, well, the people making the rules not necessarily following them. Do you worry that going into, you know, a period where we're asking people to do more, that the appetite maybe won't be quite there like it's been in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I do worry about that. And I recognise it as well. You know, we've all had the most horrendous 2 years where we've had to do things and not been able to do other things that we all want to do. You know, we want to live our lives. Unfortunately, the reality is the pandemic hasn't gone away. And as much as we might wish it to, you know, wishing it away doesn't make it happen. So we have got high case rates in the city. We went up 10% last week. And it's just so important that we look after ourselves and look out for others to stop it getting worse. So, you know, all the things we've talked about, making sure we're vaccinated and others are vaccinated, making sure we test regularly to stop the infection spreading, making sure we're using face coverings in the right places, all those things to stop the virus spreading, which then actually means we're more likely to keep going at this level rather than things escalating and getting even worse, because none of us want a lockdown. None of us want a return to the more severe measures we've had in place earlier in the pandemic, do we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to say as well, you know, when I heard first that there was, you know, there was more things being brought in, you know, in football, I did sort of, you know, my heart dropped a little bit. But when I actually looked at it, this is actually what I've been doing for gigs, and I've been to quite a few things at Mountford Hall. Recently, I went to, been to see sort of JB Webster there, the Libertines, and they've always asked in those venues to show the COVID pass. So I've already got it on my phone. I'll just need to refresh it, obviously, so the date's sort of there. And it was a very quick process. So actually, I think when people look into it and see what they're being asked to do, it's actually fairly similar to what they will have been asked to do if they've been to another events and spaces.
Absolutely. And also similar to what people will have had to do if they've been traveling abroad as yeah. well. And I agree, you know, that there are, look, in normal times, we wouldn't be doing this. But right now, it's a small price to pay, I think, to keep football going and to be able to attend, you know, fantastic matches where we can see our team hopefully that smash Newcastle on Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and if you went to Milan, you were up the wall and said this would be an absolute walk in the park. Just to sort of finish off, Paul, you know, Matt's made the point a couple of times, you know, for me, you know, I can only speak for myself, but for me, this is about, you know, trying to, you know, keep going to the game effectively. And you know, I'm sure that's what everyone at the football club wants as well, for a variety of reasons. Of course, financial ones, it has to be said, but also, you know, the team on the pitch want the supporters in there, don't they? And they want full houses. You know, they don't want reduced capacities. Not 2,000, certainly not zero. And what we all want is to keep being able to do the thing that we love. And, you know, if this helps with that, then you'd hope that everyone can get on board.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. This is very much about keeping football going, keeping fans in the stadium, because, you know, I was here the night when we had the 2,000 back, and as monumental as it was, it's, you know, we'd all much rather have 50,000 people at Anfield cheering the team on. So it's about that. It's also, I think, about fans keeping themselves safe for Christmas as well, so outside of football, and them being able to spend time with the families and those things as well. So, yeah, I think this is a small price to pay to make sure that we keep the game that we love continuing over this Christmas period.
Absolutely. Just before we finish, Paul, if people sort of want more information, or they want to have a look in terms of, you know, what's available online, or want to sort of share with other people, I've seen you're going to be putting some stuff out on the website and social media as well.
Yeah, there'll be some further comms going out later today. They'll be on the website, social media, and there will be emails being sent to supporters as well, but coming to the game.
Paul, thanks so much for coming on. Matt, next time we're just going to talk about the Reds or something, I promise. but thanks very much, gentlemen. Really appreciate it. Sports Social Podcast Network.